This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's the Big 8 Morning Mess, and it's time for Blown Off. Austin is online for Austin. Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, great, Austin.
Great, man. Are you getting blown off by somebody? What's the dealio?
Yeah, I'm totally getting blown off by this girl.
That sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah, it sucks.
Tell me what's going on.
I don't. I'm basically like really confused because she made like a total 180 switch on me, and I know that she likes me because the first night together. I spent the night at her house, and now she's acting really weird.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Where did you meet her in the first place? Tell us about how you got to the part where you spent the night at her house.
I didn't meet her out. Actually, I met her at the gym.
Okay.
Like, I'd seen her around the gym. You know, she's really hot. Like, we're both in really good shape.
Right.
I'd like, seen her at the gym, you know.
That's a plus.
A few times. And then one time I, like, got up the nerve to just kind of strike up, like, small talk with her. And then when we, like, kind of started talking, I was like, hey, you know, I asked her out. I was like, can I take you out sometime? So we ended up going out, like, the next night. I don't know how we started talking. We started talking about, like, dancing whenever, and I was like, hey, I know a place. So I said, can we go out, like, tomorrow? We went out to dinner, and, like, right away, I mean, we were, like, having fun, laughing, and like, drinking. And this girl could drink. I mean, she was, like, putting them back, like, right away. Like,
oh.
My kind of girl. I
mean, yeah, that's another plus.
Yeah, but, like, we're having a really good time, and then like, this place, you know, has, like, dancing, so we started, like, you know, kind of dancing, and, like, immediately on the dance floor, like, started, like, making out. And, like, she initiated it. Like, we were making out, like, going at it, like, right away.
Wow.
Yeah, and everything was awesome. She's super cool. And, you know, after, you know, we ended up going back to her place, and then I stayed the night. We got up in the morning, and, like, I, like, made us coffee in her coffee machine or whatever.
That's a good place to make coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really is.
Thanks for being very specific.
Sure. Whatever. I'm just saying, like, we were hanging out, you know, the next morning.
Everything
was like, I had to bounce, so I left. And then later that day, I called her just to be like, you know, how's your hangover? How are you? You know, whatever. I'm like,
right.
Didn't pick up. I left like, you know, a little cute voicemail or whatever. And she didn't call me back that day, which I thought was weird.
Hmm.
And then she didn't call me back the next day. So this is like 2 days later, I go to the gym, and she's at the gym. And so I, like, go up to her. I'm like, hey, you know, like, how are you? And she's being all really, like, sort of standoffish and weird. And then I was like, hey, you know, I left your message. She was like, yeah, you know, I've been busy. And I was like, okay. Well, you know, like, what's up? Do you want to get together or whatever? And she's like, you know what, I just think it would be awkward. And I was like, what do you mean it would be awkward? She's like, just, I don't want to do this right now. Just, you know, it's totally, like, weird and standoffish. Like, I did something wrong.
That is weird.
Like,
all right.
Did I upset you or something? And she's just like, no, it's just like, you know, I don't think we should do this. Like, walked away.
And you don't know why.
Like, so weird. No, I have no idea why.
Something obviously happened.
Like, you know? And then I went home and I was like talking to my buddies about it. And they were like, no, there's like something more to it.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
It was like night and day from like when I last saw her to then when I saw her again.
Okay. All right, Austin, listen. Listen, we got to take a quick break. But we'll call. What's her name?
Lauren.
Austin, we're going to call her now. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Listen carefully. Just don't say a word.
Hello?
Oh, someone's got some dogs.
Let the dogs out.
Very good timing there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's okay. Hi, is this Lauren?
Yes, hi.
Hey, Lauren. It's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
What?
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, we host the morning show on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh my God. I listen to you guys all the time at the gym.
Oh.
That's really funny.
That's
awesome.
That is funny. So, like, we help you get pumped up, huh?
Yep, you do.
Perfect.
What can I help you guys with?
Hmm. We were just curious about something. Can we talk to you live on the radio for a minute? Can we have your permission?
Okay.
We were actually calling you about a dude that you went out with. His name is Austin. Do you know who we're talking about?
Austin. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, he said that you guys went out and you had a really, really great time, and he's confused why you don't want to talk to him anymore. You're kind of blowing him off, aren't you?
Yeah, you know what? Austin, Austin is a terrible person.
Oh.
Austin tortured me.
He what? Like physically
what
or
do
mentally?
You mean?
He, how do I explain this? He basically pinned me down and wouldn't let me go.
What?
Wait, what?
He attacked
what?
Me in bed, and I was absolutely petrified, and I would be fine if I never saw him again.
Lauren, what are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
Austin?
What are you even talking about?
Oh, my God. Are you on the phone here?
Jeez. Yeah. I got these guys to call you. Are you serious right now? That is not true.
Are you kidding? Did you not remember pinning me down and torturing me? You started...
No!
You rolled me over, pinned me down, and started tickling me? You don't remember me screaming and saying, get off me, stop, this is not funny?
Hang on one
second.
Wait
a minute.
Lauren, wait a minute. You're saying he attacked you or he tickled you?
Oh, well, it's the same thing, you guys. He attacked me, was tickling me. I kept telling him to stop because it's absolutely torture.
Okay, all right.
Wait a minute.
Stop, stop, stop.
Okay, Austin, did you tickle her?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, in the morning we were you know, just like fooling around in bed, and I tickled her. But
okay, all right.
Like,
hang on one second. I think we may... I was getting nervous. I was like, somebody call the cops.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hang on one second, you two. This is so tense today. I can't even take it. Austin and Lauren went out on a date. They spent the night together, and then Lauren blew him off, and she told us that she got attacked by him, that he pinned her down and basically attacked her. But, Lauren, you're saying basically he attacked you with tickles?
Yes.
Okay.
So, listen, tickling is not funny to me. Tickling is absolute torture.
Uh-huh.
Like, some people can take it, and they actually like to, like, get tickled a lot.
Yeah, like Elmo.
For me, this is not the deal. I absolutely hate it.
No,
and telling him to stop. I couldn't breathe.
Right.
Austin, do you remember telling you that I could not breathe and that I had to pee and that if you kept tickling me that I was going to pee in my pants? You're an absolute demon, Austin.
You're a demon.
I cannot stand you.
Okay.
No, I get that. I really do. Tickling is the worst. It really sucks. But you did make it seem like he did way more than that.
It's just not. It's not funny to me. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I thought we were just
like
messing
that's
around.
A deal breaker.
I
will never see you again, Austin.
So
you never see him again because he ticked. Well, Austin.
Really?
Austin, you tell us what did you do exactly?
Yeah.
Give us your take.
Nothing. We were like in bed, you know, the next morning, and I don't know what happened. We were just like joking. We were just like joking around with each other, and then I guess I, like, tickled you, but I was just, like, messing around. And you were, like, laughing a lot. I thought you were, like, enjoying it. I was not laughing. You were laughing.
See, that's the problem with tickling.
You
laugh, even if you hate it.
I was, and then you kept doing it, and I kept telling you to stop, and I was screaming. And you actually couldn't even hear me anymore because my face was planted in the pillows.
Yeah, you just thought you were playing around, Austin. But when she told you to stop, like, what did you – did you just keep going, or what – did you just think she was joking,
I mean,
or what?
For a second, obviously she was. Yeah, I thought she was. I thought we were just playing around.
No.
I obviously
right.
would never do anything to her.
You didn't like hit her or bruise her or anything like that. You weren't.
No, of course not.
Okay,
I thought we were just joking around.
Right.
I was like tickling her, and she was like, "I'm gonna pee," but that's just something you say when you're getting tickled. You're
right. That's what I say when I'm getting tickled. And that's how I.
Right. I get it.
Other than that, Lauren. I mean, other than the fact that he tortured you with tickles, was there anything else? About him that you didn't like? I mean, because it seemed like until that point, everything was going really well.
Everything was going really well. I actually really, you know, enjoyed the night. It was really great, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
And then the next morning, it was just like, you know, a piece of advice, Austin, like, if a girl's telling you to stop, you stop.
Yeah,
you
no
know?
Means no.
Definitely.
No means
definitely.
No.
Definitely.
Okay.
So that just wasn't cool, especially like on a first date. It was like, you don't know me. You don't know, like, if I like to get tickled or not. It was just way out of line. It ended up being, you know, the demon for me. Like, I just can't.
Okay.
It's a deal breaker.
Okay.
Okay, so you're not interested in seeing Austin again because he's a demon.
No.
He's a demon.
Okay.
A tickling demon.
All right, hang on.
Leave me alone at the gym, you know. Just leave me alone at the gym. Let me do my workout.
Yeah. All right, hang on. Hey, Lauren, listen, hang on one second. We're going to we'll get you a T-shirt or some therapy or something. Hang on. Austin, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, buddy, listen. Keep your hands to yourself, okay, young man?
Yeah, Okay. Yes, Dan.
All right. Hang on one second. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Hey, tickling is no laughing matter.
No.